I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski with a Montana historical moment. On August 5, 1949, a wildfire raged in Man Gulch along the Upper Missouri River in the Gates of the Mountains Wilderness area, part of the Helena National Forest. The fire is notable for its tragedy. 13 firefighters of a 16-member crew were killed in the first hours of fighting the fire. The wildfire started when lightning struck the south side of Man Gulch at the Gates of the Mountains, a canyon over 5 miles long that cuts through a series of 1,200-foot cliffs. The place was noted and named by Lewis and Clark on their journey west in 1805. The fire was spotted by Forest Ranger James Harrison around noon on August 5, 1949. Harrison, a college student at Montana State University, was working the summer as a recreation and fire prevention guard for the Meriwether Canyon Campground. He fought the fire on his own for 4 hours before the crew of smoke jumpers dispatched from Missoula dropped on the fire. It was a really hot and dry summer day with a temperature of 97 degrees Fahrenheit and fire danger rating high. Wind conditions were turbulent. The plane flight was especially rough. A team of 15 smoke jumpers parachuted into the area on the afternoon of August 5, 1949 to fight the fire, rendezvousing with Harrison. The smoke jumper team was led by its foreman, Wagner Dodge, known as Wag, who, with Harrison, headed back up the gulch, noting that one could not get closer to within 100 feet of the fire due to the heat. The smoke jumper crew met Dodge and Harrison about halfway to the fire. Dodge had the team move off the front of the fire and instead move down the gulch and cross over to a thinly forested and grass-covering north slope of the gulch. That's known as side hilling, keeping the same contour or elevation, and the crew moved down gulch towards the Missouri River. They could then fight the fire from the flank and steer it to a low-fuel area. Dodge moved up to a high vantage point and noticed the smoke along the fire front boiling up, indicating an intensification of the heat of the fire. He and Harrison headed down the gulch to catch up with the crew. By the time Dodge reached his men, the fire at the bottom of the gulch had already jumped from the south ridge to the bottom of the north slope. Intense heat, combined with high winds coming off the river, pushed the flames up gulch into the dry grass of the north slope, cutting off the men's route and forcing them back uphill, trying to outrun the extremely fast-moving fire up a steep 37-degree slope. During the next few minutes, the blow-up of the fire covered 3,000 acres in 10 minutes, killing 13 firefighters, including 12 of the smoke jumpers. Only 3 of the smoke jumpers survived. The foreman, Dodge, survived by intentionally lighting a grass fire and lying down on the burned ground. Lighting the area on fire denied the main fire its fuel. Similar types of escape fires had been used by the Plains Indians to escape the fast-moving, brief-duration grass fires of the plains, and the method had been written about by James Fenimore Cooper in 1827. But in this case, Foreman Dodge appeared to have invented it on the spot as the only means available to him to save his crew. None of the men realized what it was, and only Dodge was saved by it. Dodge couldn't convince the other firefighters to join him in his grass fire. Dodge, in his after-action report, described the main wildfire. "There were 3 extreme gusts of hot air that almost lifted me from the ground as the fire passed over. As the main fire passed, it picked me up and shook me like a dog with a bone." The events all transpired in a very short period of time. Everyone had jumped by around 4:10 p.m. An hour and a half later, at about 5:45 p.m., the crew had seen the fire coming up towards them on the north slope and had turned to run. The time at which the fire engulfed the men was recorded by the melted hands on Harrison's pocket watch, forever frozen, at 5:56 p.m. 13 firefighters died, aged 19 to 28 years old, with 11 killed in the fire itself and 2 who sustained fatal burns. Only 3 of the 16 survived, including the foreman, Dodge, a smoke jumper, Rumsey, and a 17-year-old smoke jumper, Robert Sally, the youngest man on the crew. The fire continued burning for 5 more days before being controlled. 450 men fought to get the fire under control, which spread to 4,500 acres. 12 crosses and 1 marker with the Star of David were erected to mark the locations where the 13 firefighters who died fighting the Man Gulch fire fell. The tragedy of the Man Gulch fire resulted in new training techniques and safety measures that developed how the U.S. Forest Service approached wildfire suppression. The agency also increased its emphasis on fire research and the science of fire behavior. The tragic loss of young smoke jumper firefighters prompted the acclaimed Montana author Norman McLean to research the fire and its behavior for his book, Young Men and Fire, published in 1992, 2 years after his death. McLean had worked in northwestern Montana in logging camps and for the Forest Service in his youth and recounted the events of the fire and the ensuing tragedy. Remember the Man Gulch Fire of August 5th, 1949.